We're back, and we're actually able to do a show, kind of, sort of, and put it on. By the way, after all of that 2 weeks of, like, what the fuck, and trying to get different machines and this and that, I fucking, like a dumbass, just went, why can't I just get a USB disk drive? That's what I did, and it was like $19.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Problem solved. So
nice.
Yeah, and what's funny, I could have got it a little bit cheaper on like Amazon, but I would have had to wait for it, and I ended up going to Best Buy. Literally, it was, in the end, I don't have Amazon Prime, so I think I got it for the same price because I didn't have to pay.
You paid $19, you got a deal, because I bought one, I think I paid $30.
Oh, really?
And I bought it on Amazon, so.
And there's a bunch on Amazon, so anyway, all good. We are back in action. I'm home alone.
Nice. Why? Is it volleyball night?
It's volleyball signing night. We've had a big, insane fucking week that my wife has tried her fucking very best to ruin.
So what ultimately happened?
Okay. God, in the end, my daughter didn't want to remember go back to the old club. It's been
Last we spoke, she wanted to go to the new club.
Yeah.
And your
which is the old club.
It's a good idea. Right.
The new club is the old club. And my wife's like, who was all right. But remember, the kid, we've always, ever since she's played, tried to get her to go back to the original club we played for. All clubs do these things called clinics. And they're open to anybody. You just pay like $30 and you go. And basically, it's almost like a practice, but you practice against. And we've always encouraged her to go to those for other clubs. Because, you know, you check them out. You check them out. Right, you check out the competition.
For what they're doing.
Yeah. And you, worst case scenario, you might get better. You know, you're going to play people better than you. You're going to get better. It's good practice. And she's always been like, no, 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 no. So her friend wanted to go, and they talked her into it. And she went, and then they wanted them. So then they were like, we want you to come. And then my wife shit herself. The miss come to this, always trying to push it down her throat to go to a clinic. She does. Now she wants to go to back to that club where she started. And my wife is like, I'm not fucking kidding, Jack. Bawling, hysterical fucking crying. God. We can't do this.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, it's not that big a thing.
No. It is not. It was a bummer.
No, I'm sure it's, you know, you like the people there and whatever, but this was a better opportunity and it's time to go. Sorry. Yeah.
So we got to go. And this is it. And my daughter said to us, hey, if I don't get any looks from any colleges this year, I'm not playing club next year.
Right. You know? Because then,
because what's the point? Because typically you can still get recruited your senior year from school volleyball, because it ends in October, November.
Okay. Right.
But the club season doesn't start till December, January. And by that point, colleges are, you know what I mean? There's no point in playing your senior year.
They've already made their decisions.
Yeah. So. However, if you agree to play for a college, they want you to play club because they want your skills to constantly be improving. Right. So you will play if you're going to college. You most likely won't if you're not. Or even if you're going to go to college and try to walk on, you'll play too.
Right.
So she's like, I'm done and this is it. So, all right, then this is the last year. We may as well go for it. And they get the deal. Here's what's weird too. I can't talk about it 100%. And I also didn't put the last couple pods up on my Facebook post because I didn't want any volleyball people to see it.
Right.
Because I don't want them to hear it. Because everyone is a nosy fucking asshole and in your business. Right. In fact, this is crazy. So in the end, we finally accepted. We took the deal. We're going there. My daughter's pumped. It's the club. They have a ones and twos. She's going to be on the twos, not the ones. But their ones finished number one in Southern California, number three in the United States this year.
Okay. Like,
Everyone on that team has already got a scholarship to D1. Even their people that don't play, their second strings. Right. One of her friends from her school is on that team and is second string and already has a full ride to Pepperdine to play volleyball.
Okay.
So it's that fucking high level of a place. and they play with the twos team. Getting and playing people that fucking good makes you way, way better.
Right.
And we haven't had that at our old club. Our old club's been fucking great, but we haven't had any pushing. So it's a wonderful thing for my daughter. It's a really, really good thing. This team is also good. They wanted her. She wanted to go there. My wife throws a fucking hissy fit that we can't do it to our coach. We can't do it to our players. Then the day of the tryouts, Saturday were the tryouts. All right. No one knows we're doing this. No one. The one girl from her team who talked her into doing it, the other captain.
Right. She knows.
She knows. Right. And her parents are as freaked out too and not saying anything. So we go, they try out, or they go to the clinic and then they go and they try out. They get they both make the team immediately. They make them an offer before we even leave the gym. And when we call the coach, he already knew. He knew we'd gone to a clinic and he knew we were trying out.
How?
No, it just tells you what kind of fucking bitch world volleyball is.
Right.
Then my daughter still hasn't told any of her friends, and her little bestie, who's been trying out for different clubs, is on vacation in Hawaii. And she has not told her. And my daughter has not posted on social media either, because we're like, don't do that. Let's just lay low.
Right.
Fucking friend in Hawaii sends her a message yesterday saying, hey, I know you're going here. I'm going to go there too, to one of their other teams, so that we can still be there. And my daughter's like, how the fuck do you know this?
Yeah, how do all these people know?
She goes, someone texted my dad and said that you and Natalie were leaving and going there.
Who?
And this is, I don't know. It's not the coach.
Right.
It's like somebody was there at those tryouts, saw those two come in, and you kind of know who plays where.
Yeah.
And somebody got on the fucking horn and told people, but these are adults.
Right.
These aren't kids. These are adults that are spreading
gossiping
the shit
about kids.
Yes, and I found it, and like the fact that her friend found out from her dad, who in Hawaii found out from text from some other fucking parent.
Right.
It's weird. So that's why I was like, I'm not posting it. I'm not going into gory detail. But in the end, that's what we're doing. Tonight's signing night. So they're there signing the thing and getting fit for uniforms and blah, blah, blah. But what should have been an amazing accomplishment for my daughter and a pat on the back of, hey, fucking good job. You earned this. You've worked really, really hard since you were a little kid to get, you know, something like this happen for you. We got boo-hooing, crying. I don't know. I don't want to go. I'm not going to tryouts. Your dad has to handle this. So then when we wake up, and she's like, where's my mom? And I'm like, she's not going. It's me and you. Let's go. And then she's like, oh, shit. So then she's fucking with a kid on the day of tryouts.
Right.
Then we get there, and of course, Dickbag shows up about an hour after tryouts have started, like she always did, and I told her before we left, she's going to show up. She's just going to make a stink and then make a scene and then show up at tryouts, I promise you. And she goes, you're probably right, and sure enough, I was. So that was that. She took the steam, and then my daughter and I were talking. She's ruined every big moment in our family ever. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the engagement ruined. Remember that? I had
no.
A suite. I rented the suite at top floor of the Ritz through connections, had a whole thing. It was all planned. There were fuck flowers. It was absolutely perfect. And she started boohooing. I have to ask my parents. And we left and went back to her parents' house.
You had to go talk to her parents.
Yes. Yes, she ruined that. She ruined...
Right, I remember that now.
All these events like this for the child, she ruins everything. Every big gift she's ever got, she ruins. Every big gift she's ever given, she ruins. She ruins everything. It's like her job in life to ruin everything.
Right.
And that's what she did, and she tried her best to ruin this. The girls, by the way... After they did their tryout and they accepted, they came back over here and they wanted, and I'll give this to the girls. I was very proud of both of them. They said, no, we're going to go to the other tryouts and speak to him in person and tell him he deserves that. Our old coach.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's very cool. And they were going to do that. But then we said, you know what? You're going to ruin his fucking day. bad, and he's, you're going to fuck up the tryouts. Text him and ask if you could meet him before. And then, of course, the second they did that, he knew something was up and called immediately, and they ended up having to tell him on the phone.
Okay.
But, and he even cried, dude. It was terrible. It was sad. I was sad too, because I liked that guy a lot, and that dude is my friend. I don't think he's my friend anymore, but
Well, he can't hold that against you.
Yeah, he will. They will. That these two were there, and here's what happened last year.
Yeah, but that's some petty bullshit. If you're mad because you want to hold some kids back from a better opportunity, you're an asshole. Well,
we had 10 girls on our team last year. 10. Right. 7 of them left.
Right. Well, for better opportunities, I'm assuming.
No, only one left. Only one left for a better opportunity. It was weird. There was this weird, and our team mom last year, there's so much drama in girls fucking volleyball. So last year, our team mom, who also is in my daughter's grade and goes to my daughter's school and was like the team mom of our school volleyball team, got everyone except for, remember at the time, our other daughter was playing as well.
Right.
And behind everyone's back, got everyone on the team except for the coach's daughter, my daughter, and other daughter, and got them to go to our old club and try out. Our old club, the one that we hated, that was shit and awful. Not the one we're going back to. Remember, this is our would be our fourth club, only it's our third because we're going back to the first one we ever played.
You're repeating one. Yeah. So
we're going back, but and it was shitty. And then we played them this year and we whooped their ass and we finished higher than them in the ranks and we beat them. Every time we've played them, we've beat them. And only out of all of the girls that left, two of them did go to that club, her daughter and one other. But it was a weird, shitty conspiracy. Another one went to the club we're at now and got like four fucking college offers this year because she's amazing.
Right.
So that's the one no one's mad at. You're like, fuck, that was the best thing you could possibly do. And we even told him, if we ever go, we're going back there because that's what we may have to do.
Right.
And he knew that, but he was really mad at all those other girls all year. And then this year, all he had was my daughter, her friend who she's leaving with, and his daughter. That was 3 out of 10 girls, and we had weak links all over, and they managed to hold it together, and now he has no more. He doesn't have one person left from his original team, and that's his daughter.
Right.
So, and then all the girls are pissed at him. All the girls called crying at our house on Saturday that they didn't tell him. And they're like, out of respect to the coach, we didn't tell anyone because we're not trying to steal everyone. We're just trying to, get better deals for ourselves. And it was what should have been a good day was a fucked up day. And they were going to go out, and then they're like, no, I just want to go home and take a nap. And they did nothing. There was no celebrating. It was a sad day, which should have been a great day.
Right.
Maybe tonight they'll be in a better mood after signing day.
Yeah. Do they do a whole...
You have to fill out... It's signed. They call it signing day because you have to fill out a shitload of paperwork.
Okay.
Shitload and sign a bunch of contracts, like behavioral contracts, blah, 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 blah. Parents sign contracts, pay your fees, get your uniform fitted, order that. And we have this new team travels. But that's how they get seen.
Right.
They travel to all the big tournaments. And for the first time ever, they're going full on East Coast. They're going to play.
Oh, wow.
They're going to play in Philly this year.
Expensive.
Yeah, but it's cool that they'll get to play in Philly. And she's never played East Coast teams. It's funny. A lot of Midwest, a lot of the South, all over the West Coast, but East Coast almost never.
Right.
So there we go. That is that. But yeah, that is all I will say. Or it'll get back.
When does school start?
I think we have another week and a half.
Okay. My kids went back today.
Oh, God. We have a 3-day volleyball tournament starting tomorrow.
Oh, really? Well, it's still summer break, I guess, so.
It's a school, but it's school. This is the school team. It's an invite only. It's weird. It's 3 days, all in the Pasadena area, never at the same place twice.
Oh, really? That's weird. It's not all at the same facility?
No. Like, one's at LaSalle High School in La Cañada. One's at some other high school in South Pasadena, and one's at another high school in straight up Pasadena.
They just must not have a facility in that area that's big enough.
It's weird, though. I know some of her friends from public schools, teams got invited. It's private school, public school, everybody. It's a mix, so it'll be
interesting. I'm sure it's just a money-making thing. I'm sure they charge everybody an interest.
No, there's no, there isn't. Because it's not club. There's no club. It's just high school.
Okay.
So it's just high school teams, and it's preseason. It doesn't matter. I mean, you get bragging rights, I guess, and you probably win a trophy if you win.
But I know some of the tournaments that my kid's high school team do, we have to pay to be in.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, they'll go to some tournaments where there's a fee to go to.
I wonder if there's club teams in that. Because
maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I know sometimes they charge us to get in the door to watch her play high school.
Right. Yeah, no, that happens every game.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
High school basketball, I get charged every game. I can't remember how much it is, if it's $8 or $10. But
occasionally we get charged for high school volleyball, pretty rarely. But we do get charged often to see her play a club.
Oh, my God, the club ones will charge you for parking.
$20.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I've been to some of those where I'm like, wait a minute, I have to pay for parking?
You have to pay more for parking than to get in the door, and then you got to pay for, you know, two or three people in your family, and it's $8 to $10 depending on where you are.
Right.
It's an expensive day to go watch your kid play something you pay thousands of dollars to have them play.
Right, and usually they only play like two games, and you're there all day.
It's fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah, but luckily she doesn't really do much of that club shit anymore, so.
Oh, God. Yeah, and that's another thing, too. Once you get to school, especially if you're in a good school, a lot of times you can bail on club.
Yeah.
Depending on your sport, but yeah.
Well, I don't even know how you'd have time to do club with. I mean, like, Lucy has practice every day for school.
Well, you can't. Like, the way that's set up, the SCVA hooks up with the schools, the CIF.
Okay.
And there's rules in place. They even moved the start of they moved the school year last year up a week. So they started a week earlier so that they can get to the club practice. Cause the rule is no club can practice until every single player on your team is done with their high school season.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So you finish high school, and then as soon as everyone's done, you can play. I know some teams get screwed because they have kids that go like into state finals and shit like that.
Right.
And they can't, they will eventually, those teams. One of our friends did that, and they just started practicing without her. And they're like, when you get done, come join us. We've got to practice.
But Lucy has year round almost.
Yes.
High school basketball. I mean, she trained with their coach every day this summer. I mean, we paid extra for that, but she did, you know.
Our friend who plays baseball at the Harvard Westlake, mm-hmm. played club, and baseball club is crazy. But now that he's playing there, they treat that team like a club, and they play year round at high school, at that private high school, and they go around and play tournaments. Yeah, so they don't play club anymore because they play at that school.
Yeah, and that's kind of how they do it at their school, is they do stuff because they'll be in the high school games and then tournament games.
Yeah, which,
like, sometimes I'll ask Lucy, I'm like, wait, is this a high school game or is it because they overlap? And
but we're doing that this weekend. It's a tournament of high school. We do I think two of those or maybe three of those a year. And then once the season starts, you play, you know, everybody in your league twice, once at home, once away, and then you have playoffs.
Right.
And that is, it's so weird. So after playoffs, you can start club, but it never ends. We had 2 weeks off this year completely from volleyball. 2 weeks of no practice or anything. That was it.
Yeah. I think it's kind of bullshit.
I'm with you.
Lucy's got, so she takes that early period, you know, like she starts school earlier. On the one day she doesn't start early, they do a morning basketball practice. Every other day, they do it after school. But on that one day, they do it before school.
Oh, God.
Because none of the early period kids have the early period.
Dude,
so that means every day of the week, she has to get there early. which means every day of the week somebody's got to take her early.
Like early, like by 7, get there? Like that early?
And so they're staying with me for the next week. And that means Bing and I have like an hour to kill after we drop her off.
Oh, that sucks for Bing. I always feel bad for little brothers and sisters at sports.
No, it totally sucks for Bing.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah. But I mean, I could go to work early or whatever, but we end up just having to kill time. We go to McDonald's every day, you know, it's like,
God,
or Starbucks. And then it also ends up costing me way more money.
I know. Well, God, speaking of money, I have no money and I have to go to Las Vegas this weekend.
Oh God. What do you have for a tournament?
No work. Work. Well,
they're going to pay your expenses.
Yeah, but I think I got to pay a lot of them and then they pay me back. And I'm just like, oh, shit.
Right. It's one of those deals where they'll just reverse you. It's
one of those deals where my boss is so fucking rich, he forgets some people aren't.
Right.
That's what it's like. Oh, just go and I'll give it to you. Anytime I've ever paid for anything there, they give it right back to me like that day. But they obviously won't when I'm in Vegas. They'll give it back to me as soon as I get back.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shit, what about this? They already paid for my hotel room, at least, and all that.
Are you, when are you headed out there?
Sunday.
And so then you're staying through?
I'm coming back Tuesday, so I'm not there that long.
Okay.
The boss is in and out. He doesn't fuck around. He gets in, does what he's got to do, and gets out.
Right, okay. It's a weird time of the year for Vegas business. Vegas business usually happens in the winter when it's nice there and shitty everywhere else, and there's no conventions or anything in the summer because it's 400 degrees.
Did you see the locust invasion there last week?
Yes, yeah, the crickets.
What the fuck? What is that? That's a sign from God. We're all doomed.
They're just crickets, but yeah, I did see that. That was crazy.
I was like, this is bad. I'm going there. God. What a clusterfuck them.
Yeah, but it's a weird time. It's not usually the time you'd go do Vegas stuff because, not for work, because it's, God, all winter, there's convention after convention.
I'm in the car waiting.
Yeah, so it's going to be, you better have good air conditioning.
But even with the air conditioning going, if you're just idling, it doesn't get cold. It's like a coolish warm air.
It'd be better if you could find a place to park where you could sit. That's near the car.
I'm gonna park that fucker and go inside somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, even if it's at a fast food place. It's funny because Bing and I sometimes stop at the McDonald's by the Burbank Airport if I'm taking him home, right?
Yeah.
And one morning we were doing it before I was dropping him off before I had to work, and we're sitting there and he's like, Dad, what are all those guys doing? Like he thought they were the shadiness. It was all drivers.
Waiting.
We hung out in the parking lot and were waiting outside of their car for their airport ride to come in. I'm like, those guys are drivers.
Yeah, that sucks ass.
Waiting. Yeah, but they all hang out in that little shopping center by the Burbank Airport because there's McDonald's and Del Taco and Starbucks and Panda Express. There's like 5 or 6 places in there.
I did that at rehab so many fucking times, sitting at the airport.
Yeah, you've got time waiting to kill by the airport. Yes. What do you do?
And then you have the app. At least now you have an app. You can check flights and shit. You don't gotta walk into the airport and look at the sign anymore.
Remember, or call.
Fucking A. And
remember
so
the old days, in pre-cell phone, you'd call before you left for the airport.
Yes.
Call, get that thing and find out if it was on time, you'd leave. And between the time you called and got the airport, shit had gone all haywire.
Yep. That it's fucking bad. But I would sit there and watch the flight on the app, and then as soon as it landed, start circling, because they won't. The cops are dicks and won't let you fucking sit there.
No, you just got to keep going.
Yeah, it's a fucking pain in the ass.
I hate that airport.
Oh, fuck, I hate that airport.
The Burbank airport's so small, you could sit at Del Taco and wait, and then when they got there, pull up and only be, take you 2 minutes.
If they text you and said, I'm outside, where are you? I'll be there. Literally, you're right. In 2 minutes, I'll be there.
You could totally do that one, but not at LAX.
Oh, fuck. At LAX, it might be a half hour to go around that loop.
Oh, my God. I would do that, the cell phone lot parking where I'd leave my car there.
Yeah.
And the shuttle sometimes took an hour and a half to get around to me. I waited an hour and a half for that stupid shuttle at LAX.
Fuck that shit.
I hate LAX.
I have another great rehab LAX story.
Okay.
I was at LAX, and I picked up this dude. I remember when most everyone I picked up, most of them were very wealthy.
Right, okay.
I picked this guy up. He's one of the ones I see him, like, a lot of times, you know, you're sitting there, you got a name, like, you're holding a fucking sign with someone's name on it, like a limo driver. Right. And then for rehab people, though, you look, and a lot of times you see the staggering last fucker coming down the stairs. There's my guy. You don't fucking got to wait. Walk up to him and be like, hey, are you Jack?
Right.
How'd you fucking know? shit. And some of the frequent flyers, I like to call them, they know that you can't go upstairs and get them. And when they get off the plane, they'll sit upstairs and get fucked up in the bar and not come downstairs.
Yeah. Have drinks before they come down.
So that happens too. Well, this guy was all of the above. Stayed upstairs and drank. Got shit faced, got cut off on the plane, was wasted out of his mind. And we got into the car and we're driving and he's like really, really, really fucking drunk. Like,
okay,
so fucking drunk. You're annoying me. I want to punch you in the face. That's how annoying, like asking you the same question over and over and over every 5 seconds.
Right. But,
you know, that's part of our job. We deal with it.
Right.
And I'm annoyed and we're driving on the freeway and I'm in the right lane. And it takes an hour and a half to get back to Malibu with certain times a day.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Right. And he goes, hey, I have to pee. And I go, okay. And I get off the freeway. And as I'm getting off the freeway with my blinker on, I hear a noise and I turn around and he has his dick out pissing all over inside my car.
Oh, God.
All over inside the car. I told you I had to pee. I pulled that car into an alley where there is no one.
Right.
I drug him out of the fucking car by the shirt. And I made him get naked in that fucking alley and change his clothes. And I made him take his fucking soiled clothes and wipe the piss up out of the fucking car. And he was in the passenger seat. He wasn't even sitting in the back.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was fucking bad. It was, and I didn't hit him. I was extremely aggressive with him, removing him from the vehicle into the alley and dragging him because he couldn't fucking walk.
Right.
And dragging him. And then I opened the back and I drug his fucking clothes out and opened it and dumped him in the fucking alley and said, put on new fucking clothes, all of them right fucking now. Take these fucking pieces. And it's funny how when someone big and angry is fucking whipping you around, and how quick you start acting more sober.
Right. Yeah, you sober up a little, right?
Yeah, he sobered up a lot of it. And then it was funny, though. I'll give him this. When he didn't remember anything. He was that drunk. He was blackout drunk.
Okay.
And by the time we got back, he was like, hey, man. He was asking people, who took me here yesterday? How did I get here? Like, he didn't remember. And we're like, you don't fucking remember that story? I'm like, you don't remember me roughing you up?
Yeah, then you're like, okay, that part's good.
I never told them. I was just like, yeah, you got really bad. We stopped. You changed clothes. After I drug you by the shirt behind the fucking car.
What a pain.
Made you take all your clothes off.
Right.
If someone would have turned around so many times on that job, I was in a situation where
it looked like you were robbing somebody.
Robbing or raping or...
Right.
There was a girl that in Venice, I picked up. She lived on the canal streets in Venice. Uh-huh. And those, all those tight alleys. Yeah. And I picked her up at home. And they always have drugs at home. She was a heroin addict. She had drugs at home. And we know that. So we're trained to literally hover. Oh, I need this. I got to go in my bathroom now. Oh, I got to go. And what they're going to do is go shoot up whatever they got left.
Right.
Before you leave. So they have all these excuses and you're like, fine, I'll go with you. I got to pee. Oh, it's cool. I'll watch you. Like, I got a wife and a daughter. I'm good. You just don't let them out of your sight. So she was really fucking annoyed. I shadowed her in the house while she was packing her bags and she was already high as fuck. And then when we went into the car, we started driving and she waited till I got into like a little bit of traffic and she jumped out of the fucking car and tried to run back to her apartment. Oh, so I jumped out of the car and ran around the car and cut her off. And this is a teenage girl.
Right.
And I am standing in an alley, and I'm in a van, by the way. I was not in one of the fucking SUVs because I was driving for the juvenile, like our kid one okay. that we had.
Right.
And
right.
I was in a minivan. It looked like a fucking straight up molester van. Right. And I was like, you get the fuck back in that fucking car right now, you fucking bitch. And I'm screaming at this fucking girl. And she's like, stop yelling at me. And I'm like, get in the fucking car. And people are stopping in the street staring at us.
Oh, God.
And she gets in a fucking car, and I drove away with this fucking girl. And as I drove away, I was like, I bet you the police are looking for this van right now.
Right. For sure.
It was so fucking crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah.
And it was funny. They always later, after they've been there a while and they sober up, will come back and say, how'd you know I was going to go back and get drugs?
Right.
Because this is what I do every day. That's why.
Yeah. Because that's what you all do.
Yes.
That's not a new plan.
All you fuckers do. Oh, that was fun. Rehab was fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm never going to do that again. Knock on wood, I really never want to do that again.
Yeah, that and radio.
Speaking of radio, I talked to the one and only Chuck Eye today again.
Oh, what's he up to?
He's fucking around now. He was bored, stuck in traffic, and he called me. Oh, man, he drives far.
The 909 told me that he was probably at the concert I was at, but I never saw him. But it was a shitload of people.
Yeah, 909's a big Binstown dude.
Yeah, but I had posted from the concert I was at this weekend, and he goes, Chuck Hyde's probably there somewhere, but I never saw Chuck Hyde, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, everybody uses Chuck for all their shit. If you need a good job done and you need something done right, you
Well, it was Chuck. An iHeart thing, so...
He's been working.
You know, it's funny. Huh. For the first time, I saw that morning show, the Woody show.
Are they old? Because they've never showed them on billboards or anything. It makes me think they're old.
They are
or ugly.
Old and fat. I was like, I even said to my daughter, I go, look at how old and fat they are. They were like the very unattractive. They're definitely not the Seacrest morning show.
Well, I saw as soon as they did that billboard for them that one time and they were cartoons, I was like, oh, they're fucking either really ugly or fucking old or something.
All of the above.
Yeah, that made sense.
Yeah, no, I was really surprised because, well, no, I'm not really surprised because you would think that they would move in to get somebody younger and hipper, but they didn't. They had old, useless people. Well,
here's what happened. They got that program director and they let him do what he wanted and it ended up being the right thing. He did what we were doing with old fat people who were radio people and they did a show and then they let him stick it out with them and not fire him in 6 months when they were getting no fucking ratings and now they're beating Kevin and Bean.
Right.
Yeah. Props to that boss, whoever it is.
God, I can't remember his name, but he left and he's in New York now.
Oh, really? The guy that brought him there?
Yeah, remember, that's how Lisa Warren ended up.
Is she the program director?
The guy who turned Star around, or whatever it's called, Alt-987 around, he ended up, you know, he turned it around. He got him beating K-Rock. And what do? They hire Lisa and make her the something of alternative, which was like kind of a slap in the face for him. And so he left and went to New York and run some other station, and then Lisa got stuck with being the program director. And
So she is the program director.
Yeah, she wasn't supposed to be. She was supposed to be like their alternative brand manager and really just make awesome concerts for them, you know?
Which is what Clear Channel does. Remember, like, hey, you guys are doing really good making bonuses in the ratings every fucking everything. Let's get you a consultant and fix your show.
Right. Well, and... it was kind of a slap in his face because here he put all this effort into beating K-Rock and did it. And then they hired somebody from K-Rock and gave her this big ass title. It was like, why would you hire the people that we're kicking their ass from, you know?
Yeah. Makes no sense.
And it was funny. One band, I can't remember which one, was like, thank you so much, Lisa Warden. You know what I mean? Like they're still kissing her ass at iHeart, but
wow.
But yeah, that poor guy who actually kicked ass for them ended up leaving. And I mean, he has another good job. He's head of alternative at another company.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's not working for whatever the fuck CBS is now.
Yeah, he could be. I can't remember where he went, but I know it wasn't. It very well could be. I just know it's not iHeart. Wherever he went wasn't iHeart.
This is okay. The dude, remember Michael Martin, who was like vice president of programming for a second there at Clear Channel?
He's head of like, isn't he like a huge title now?
Yeah, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
Here's a story. Allegedly. Let me phrase all of this with allegedly.
Right.
Even though I know a lot.
Right.
He was the, while we were at Star, we were doing the morning show. He was in saying how great we were, and at the same time, they were trying to fuck us out the door because that's his style. He's a bullshitting snake oil salesman.
He was the one who brought Marino in, and then they did got together.
And I was friends with him. I worked with him at Pirate. I worked with him in San Francisco. And then I left San Francisco when he organized a coup to overthrow the program director that brought me there, got him fired, and took over. And I was like, peace out, bitch, I'm out. Right. And I came back to L.A. He fucking is sneaky like that. So he wiggled his way up to being the VP of programming for Clear Channel. And tried to do weird, shady shit with us. They ran us out of the building. He was still there. He was still the VP of programming at that point.
Right.
Matter of fact, he got in and kind of got an under title and then ended up fucking Steve Smith out the door.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Steve Smith only ended up there for like 2 weeks or something. Yeah.
Steve Smith out the door. And
remember,
then,
that was a weird thing.
And then Michael takes over. Okay. Right. Having known Michael since I was 19 years old. He is very, 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 very much a problem, allegedly, in sexual misconduct in the office.
Okay.
He is very, very, very much a problem when it comes to sexual harassment in the office.
Allegedly.
Possibly. Right. He then really, really, really allegedly had some serious inappropriate contact with a high level female employee at Clear Channel after we left.
Okay.
And Greg Aslock, the douche who fucking ran us out of there because he's super Christian and thought we were too blue.
Right.
And is the guy that personally helped him get to that job, realized he had made a mistake. So he brings him in and says, is this true? Now, my rumor mill allegedly said he had confessed to everything that happened in this incident.
Okay.
And then Aslock said, well, I have to let you go. And he said, do me a favor. Let me go home, because his home is still in San Francisco, and tell my wife and get this all handled, because this is really going to fuck me over before that happens. Just sit on this for like the weekend.
Right. Okay.
And he said, okay. Over the weekend, he cut a deal and fucking resigned and took the same job at CBS.
And has been there since, right?
Yes. And is still there. I think he may have.
I think he got promoted up. I think he's like the president of the format.
Yeah. Well, he was, he basically skated on getting fired for allegedly sexual harassment. And then fucking got
a better job. Made a lateral move to another company.
Yes. And walked. And made Aslock look like a fucking idiot. Which is not that hard to do. Yeah. So that is a rumor.
And Aslock has protected a lot of scummy people. So that guy's Christian bullshit is
he was only Christian when it came to us. It's just like,
right.
I'm Christian, but I fucking hate gays. Like, yeah.
Well, and also there were a lot of those AM people who were super scummy and he
protected. Bill Handel?
Yeah, and many of the other ones, not just on air talent.
Bill Handel banged a sales girl who was married to another fucking Clear Channel employee at the time. Not mine, by the way. And they ended up getting divorced over it. Bill Handel, that ugly fucking troll, fucked some sales chick of wife of a friend of ours. And then guess what happened? I think the sales chick got fired, then our friend got fired. But maybe not in that order. I think our friend got fired, and then the sales chick got fired. Handel's still there.
Right.
That's how Aslock rolls. He's like the Catholic Church.
Totally.
Protect the moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So All that was fun times. All alleged, yep. by the way. Rumors. Right. Things yeah, I heard.
A lot of rumors flow around the radio world.
Yeah, you hear stuff. People talk smack. I don't know what's really true.
Right.
But I heard all that.
Yeah, I didn't actually see any radio people that I knew at the concert, but Lucy and I pretty much stayed in the pit once we were there. But
there's no radio. There's no radio people in the pit. That's where real fans are.
Right. And then, but I did see that morning show on stage, and I was like, holy crap, I did not expect them to be old and, you know, like they're real radio people.
Which is cool. Which is props to them.
Yeah, no, good for them. I mean, that whole station is the other DJs aren't, you know, Mario Lopez either. It's real radio people, but.
Oh, Mario was in the news this week saying something really stupid.
Yeah. That was, about transgender kids.
Yeah. It was something that was like, ooh, that's not going to play well. You know where you live and work?
He said you shouldn't let your transgender kid be raised the sex that they feel they are.
Yeah. They're not really.
And I was like, why is Mario Lopez talking about this at all? What a fucking idiot. Why doesn't he have a better, trust me, no job he has, nothing he has. In fact, he just got promoted to some new, he's taking over for, what's her name, who just retired on Extra or whatever that show is.
Extra.
Why would he even get into this conversation? He talks about, gossip on celebrity gossip and shit. He should have never been talking about anything that has any real importance in the world.
Those celebrities he talks to, I can guarantee you 99% of them have a pretty strong stance on that topic in the opposite view of what he's portraying.
Right. I just thought it was stupid. I'm like, why is he out there even talking about political, stuff that he doesn't need to have an opinion. Nobody looks at Mario Lopez for his fucking opinion. They look at him for nice hair and he's a good looking guy.
Yeah. Dude, I just heard a big boom in my house and no one's home.
That's not good. Did the dog knock something over?
No, he's got his head up going, what the fuck?
Oh.
And he's looking into the other room. Sarge, do your job, motherfucker.
Yeah, go check it out.
He just lifted his head up and was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, like you should go do something about
that. Laid his head down. He looked at me like, did you fucking hear that? Oh, my
Where's
God.
Where's the other dog?
He's in the back. He's going blind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, out of nowhere. Does he
run into stuff?
Yeah, it's funny. It makes me laugh.
Yeah, I had a blind dog, as long as he didn't move stuff.
Yeah, by the way, he's doing really well. I started noticing it when every time I would pet him, he would jump startled like he did. He didn't never see my hand coming.
Yeah, like he didn't see
it coming. Yeah, so he sees shapes and shit, and then at night when I let him out front, he's always, he runs up and down the fence and chases every car that drives by. And that's his thing. And so he can still see lights because he chases the cars. He's still seeing stuff. He's twice full fucking sprint ran into Sarge, who's just standing there. Just fucking plowed into him. And every time Sarge looks at me like, what the fuck?
Right.
Scared the shit out of Sarge one time. Sarge was like, why the fuck does he run into me? Very funny. But
yeah, you can't move stuff around if you got a blind dog.
Yeah, he's losing it. So he can still see, but you could tell he's losing at least his peripheral vision. And I don't know.
He's pretty old now, right?
He's 8. Sarge is 9.
Okay. Yeah, 9 is old for a big dog. 8 isn't that old for a smaller dog.
Yeah, but the little fucker.
He's mixed with something bigger, right?
Yeah, he's super fucking sized pug.
Right. He's only half pug, right? And
I think, or maybe three, like he's definitely something else. Cause he looks like a pug and he's got pug coloring and a pug face, but he's got a little bit of a snout. Whereas a real pug has that flat fucking face.
Right.
And
isn't he kind of taller than a normal pug?
I've seen pugs like his size, but he's fat. He's shaped weird. He's not shaped like a pug either all the way. He's weird, but remember he's a rescue. So.
Right.
But he is dumb as a box of fucking rocks, and he's still very happy, and he seems fine. The other day, okay, it was really hot, and he was acting weird. Sometimes you could tell, like, something's up with that dog. He doesn't want to be in, and he gets, like, caged off. Like, there's a gate, so he can't get
through. Right, he stays in his little
area. He's got a little area. So we let him out sometimes, and he'll run around the house. And that night it was super hot, and he went into the bathroom, and he laid on the tile floor, which is smart, because that's probably the coldest place in the house. So we're like, we'll just leave him in there. He won't bother anything. He's getting so old, he doesn't chew shit up anymore or anything.
Right.
And in the morning, when I got up to take him out, he was standing. His nose was touching the floor-to-ceiling mirror. And he literally was just staring into the mirror. And I called him.
Weird.
And he wouldn't fucking move. And I'm like, hey.
How long had he been like that?
I don't know. Because he was standing there when I opened the door. Because I called him and he didn't come. Right. And then I opened the door and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Come on, let's go. And he never moved. He never took his eyes, like, staring himself in the fucking face through the mirror. And I have no idea how long he was sitting there.
He could have been doing that for hours.
I had to pick him up, dude. I had to pick him up and carry him away. He wouldn't leave that fucking mirror. And, you know, I've held him in front of mirrors and stuff before, and he'll look at himself and be like, what the fuck? But he doesn't freak out or stare. It was weird. Like he's in a trance.
That is weird.
Or he can't see at fucking all and just saw the outline of another dog, and he's like, who the fuck is that dog staring at me? There's a fucking dog staring at me. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Fun stuff. I have a garden right now, too.
You have sirens?
Yeah, I hear sirens going down my street.
What kind of drama is going on in your hood?
There's always shit over here.
Car crashes.
Lots of car crashes on Sunset and PCH, and we get fire departments for that. Lots of old people have heart attacks and stuff.
Yeah. And then just stupid beach shit.
Yeah, and a lot of dumb motorcycle crashes around here, too, because they drive like idiots, and these roads are so fucking dangerous.
No, that's true, too. And especially summertime, it's just more crowded.
Oh, it's brutal. Oh, I'm noticing, too, as school started back this week, it's taking me about 10 minutes longer to get to work in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't notice it this morning, but it was the first day of school out there. But I have a feeling by next week, I'm going to be screwed with traffic taking longer.
Yeah. It's long because I'm leaving the same time. I'm getting there like 10 minutes later, and I'm the one spot I have really bad traffic is starting earlier.
Yeah. School year sucks.
It does. And then I'll have the bullshit once the school here in Palisades is in. I'll be fucked. I can't get past that. That'll be another 5 minutes.
Do you take Sunset to the 405? Is that how you go in the morning?
Nope. I just go down. PCH actually is open in the morning.
Okay.
You PCH to the 10 and then the 10.
Does the school, because the school's off of Sunset, right? Does that screw up PCH?
No, it screws up Temescal. And I take Temescal. I go Sunset down Temescal to PCH. Okay. And it does put a little extra traffic on PCH too, I'm going opposite of it. Everybody's coming this way. So coming in, it's bad right there. But I'm going out. It's not that bad going out right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's, you know, like, that's the nice summer traffic. And then you realize, oh, shit, here we go. 9 months of bad. Yeah. You know, you get one break the 2 weeks around Christmas, traffic is super light, but that's it.
I kind of like, though, around here, school getting back and summer being over. Because I can leave my house on the fucking weekends again.
Yeah, that is true. You suffer from the beach summer traffic.
Oh, it sucks.
Where I'm not near anywhere. Like, I used to have that in Hollywood where it would be more crowded in the summer.
Yeah, tourist.
Yeah, with all the tourists, but I always came in so early it didn't matter. Going home, it would affect me, but I don't go anywhere now. My commute has nothing to do with tourism.
Yeah, out there in
fucking
Westlake.
Yeah, nobody's going out there on vacation or, you know, and it's...
Isn't that weird?
The only time traffic's affected is Santa Barbara, and that's like Fridays and Sunday nights, and it's always going the opposite of anywhere I would be going, you know?
You know what's out there that's badass is that uglier-than-shit Four Seasons Hotel.
Oh, right, right.
You know that's like a world-class spa hotel?
Well, didn't they used to do that fat show there?
Well, because it was made for like a place...
Biggest Loser, right?
Fat people would go there and recover from surgery and shit. It was like a plastic surgery place to recover from.
Okay, so they had like the doctor facilities and stuff?
And they still do. And it's part of their fucking packet. You can get in. It's a weird fucking place. but it's really fucking nice, and it's a cool, these spa facilities are fucking amazing.
It's really kind of secluded from stuff too, because it's not near anything cool.
Yeah.
You're going there for the hotel and nothing else. You know, it's not like people are staying there to go to an amusement park or anything.
It's so close to the freeway, and it's a Four Seasons hotel.
Yeah, yeah. I've always thought it was weird.
By the way, I used to have shitloads of clients go in there and stay there, and I'd pick them up there in the morning and then bring them into rehab.
Oh, what? They do like one night there before they...
Families, a lot of times when they're trying to get you to go to treatment, come on, we'll go to the hotel. Well, look, there's a Four Seasons not that far away. And by the way, mile-wise, it's right there. Drive-wise, it's fucking not anywhere near it.
No.
Yeah, like, look, 9 miles away, there's a Four Seasons spa resort. We'll go there and spend a couple days.
Canyon Road.
Yes. And then we'll go, we'll have them come pick you up and bring you into treatment. People do anything to get you into treatment in your family.
Right. I still see signs every day when I drive home that says Topanga is closed at Mulholland or whatever. So they still haven't got that all fixed.
It is?
That's what the sign said. I swear I saw it today again.
What happened?
Well, you mean it started with fires, then there were floods. Then I think they're still just getting, you know, like getting shit fixed from all that trauma.
Yeah, that was not good. Not good. None of that.
No. I mean, that's been, you know, well, not quite a year. When was that? November that those fires hit?
Yeah.
It was before Thanksgiving, wasn't it last year?
Right at Thanksgiving. No, it was right before Thanksgiving because we had to do Thanksgiving in Orange County with the fucking clients. That's where we
had to. Yeah, because remember you were evacuated. It was like a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, and then you were screwed for a while.
Yeah, it sucked balls.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that sucked balls.
Yeah,
hopefully. It's nice not to have to worry about mudslides, fire. I still have, if it rains, I'm fucked. I'm going to sit in shitty traffic going to work, but so are we all.
Right. That's the same with me, and I have none of those, you know, environmental, you know, like mudslides or anything. It's just, if it rains in this town, good luck.
If it rains, you're fucked. That should be the slogan of LA.
People call in sick and shit when it rains, you know?
Yeah, there's been days you get on the road and it's like, it's raining. This is going to suck. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, it's really not that bad of traffic today.
People just don't go.
Yeah. I'm not going to school. It's too dangerous. Really?
You know, it's funny how many kids drive far to school. I mean, when we were kids, you just went to the school in your neighborhood. You know what I mean? I went to public school. I went to the closest school by my house, whatever that may have been.
Well, they make you. There was no option for us.
No. And that where my kids go, they're called school of choice. And they have kids from like Woodland Hills and Simi.
Are they a charter school?
No, but because it's such a small district or not a district, such a small city, I guess, they couldn't support those schools without having some more kids.
That's what happened here at Palisades initially, and that's LA Unified.
Right, and so they opened it up. It's called School of Choice. I mean, they still have to approve you, I think they're full at the moment, but it's a thing where a lot of her, like, when I get invited, you know, have to take them to birthday parties, a lot of times I'm like, wait, these people live in the valley. You know, like...
Is it Conejo Valley School District?
Yes.
That's the one Duke was in.
Yeah, it's Conejo Valley School District, but they're in the Oak Park City or whatever, and their schools are, I mean, I don't really know how it works, but I know, like, they have friends who live closer to me than they do to school, so it's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
We have that at a private school, but it's...
school, you can go from wherever, right?
Yeah, we got kids from fucking everywhere. Even though her friend who quit private school this year lives in Marina Del Rey, and then they registered they register at El Segundo.
Oh, El Segundo. I thought you said you knew somebody was going out to like the 909 or something. No,
that's her little friend who got accepted into like an arts school, and she's leaving our private school, and it's in San Bernardino. It's an arts school.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, though. I mean, like, to do that commute, that's 2 hours each way every day.
That family lives over in the area, like, up off La Cienega, which is a bitch right there. Just getting to the freeway when you live back in that neighborhood is bad.
Right. No, I don't know how they're going to do that commute.
I'll tell that kid. See you later. Putting you up for adoption. Get you an apartment. No, or,
yeah, that's the thing. You find family who lives closer and they stay there during the week. I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't get it. Did I tell you my daughter wanted to transfer to Chaminade? Did I tell you that whole ordeal?
No, and that's over here, right?
In the valley? Like Chatsworthy area.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been to we've had played basketball games there before. How would she get to and from school, honestly?
I did the drive. It was 35 minutes with no traffic from my house.
Yeah, but that's in perfect conditions.
Yeah, exactly.
So in realistically at school time, it's an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it would have been fucking horrible. And we were trying to explain to her, you can't do this because it's just not going to add up. And you would have been fucking sports ineligible for a year. They'll bench you for a year and shit like that for switching out. There's a lot of stuff that.
Oh, are there rules and shit like that?
So she could have went.
Don't just school hop or whatever?
Yeah, especially with private school, cheating private schools and sports.
Okay.
They cheat. So, but now. You could leave public school and go to private school and they wouldn't do anything. But if you leave private school and go to private school and you're a sports person and you leave like right the season, they could bench you for a season.
Okay.
Or not, or like downgrade you so that you can't play varsity. They can do shit to you.
Yeah. But that would have been insane. That would have been like going back and working in Burbank. Remember how bad that was?
Well, then I would have been the one to take her. I did it to see what it was going to be like if I was going to do it. I drove her there, and then I go, now let's drive to my work from here and see what it is. And it took about 58 minutes on a weekend with no traffic straight through because I went up to the 118 and then cut down the 118 to the 5 and went to my work.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was a fucking haul. And she was like, yeah, I still want to do it. I'm like, you don't mind me doing this drive every single day.
Right.
It's fine.
And you would have had to drop her off at school like 2 hours early.
And I go, you'll have to be on campus at the absolute early or latest 7 a.m.
Right. Because, you know, that's what I do because if we don't leave early enough, we get stuck in crazy traffic and they're late. We always leave my house at 6:30. We can get to by their school just a little after 7, and then we go eat when they don't have to be there till 8. Because if we had waited until 7 to leave, we wouldn't get there until, you know, 9.
It's even like 15 minutes can be 30 or 40 on your commute.
Right. No, that's what I mean. Like the time difference, because I've done it before when I leave late, the difference of getting on the freeway at 6:40 as opposed to 6:30 can add 20 or 30 minutes to your commute. Not 10 minutes, just because it's 10 minutes later.
It's fucking stupid, but... totally true.
So our rule is we have to be in the car at 6:30 to get to school, you know, to get to there by their school by 7-ish. But if we get on there later, then there's a chance they're not going to make it.
That's weird. If I get my shit together and get out of my house by 7 a.m. in the morning, I'm at work by 7:40. If I leave my house at 7:15, I'm at work anywhere from 8:05 to 8:20.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Yeah. You know, like it is not a straight correlation, like 10 minutes later equals 10 minutes later to work. The later you leave, the worse traffic gets. And
fuck.
So
nuts.
I do. Luckily I can kind of set my own hours. So even when I don't, I try and leave, like this morning I woke up at like 5:40. I usually get up at 6. So I was like, all right, I got up, got ready. I got on the freeway. I ended up getting to work in like 25 minutes, but that's because I was on the freeway by 6 a.m.
Yeah. See, oh yeah, 6 a.m. you're flying still.
Yeah, I'm flying, and it's awesome.
It is. Fuck. Hey, is the old Holiday Inn in Burbank now a Hilton?
The two-building one?
The big one right up... Is that the fucking Hilton? There's a Hilton over there because I got to go there tomorrow.
The Hilton is by the airport.
On Glen Oaks?
No. None of them are on Glen Oaks. The Holiday Inn is down by Gordon Biersch right off of San Fernando.
So that's still a Holiday Inn.
And then the Hilton is the convention center over by...
I'm sorry, this is in Glendale.
Oh, okay.
So it's on Glen Oaks in Glendale.
I don't know. I don't know where the Holiday Inn or Hilton on Glen Oaks is. I mean, that's got to be a ways down there. Is it Pacific in Glen Oaks?
Hilton, Los Angeles, North Glendale. 100 West Glen Oaks.
I have no idea. I mean, that
I don't either. I, you know, it's funny. I immediately thought Hilton, and I go, oh, that, and I go Glen Oaks, and then I'm like, oh, that's kind of over there. And then I'm like, is that the old Holiday Inn? Is that now a Hilton? But no.
I think that's way down, like, you know, on your way to Glendale Community College over that way. And I don't really, they've built a ton of shit down there, so there very well could be a new hotel. It have you been to Glendale huge. In a while? Like,
no.
There's so much new shit in Glendale.
No, I have not been to Glendale.
You know, they have their own fake Grove there.
Which is also owned by fucking same, people. Yeah. Same dude, same as the one in the Palisades, which is a fake mini Grove.
And it looks just like the other Grove. It's called the Americana, the brand. But then all around there are brand new, you know, like live work or retail on the bottom, apartment on the top. Like, you go through that city and it doesn't look anything like it used to.
You know, he did that in Palisades. The same shit, though. It apartments on top and everything.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so that whole city. There very well could be a new Hilton that I don't know about. I don't get to Glendale that often.
His son lives like three doors down from me.
Oh, really?
And our house got repaved. Our street got repaved. Yeah. And he drove down the fucking, and you could follow the tracks down the street into his fucking driveway, and he ruined the fucking street.
Because he just wasn't going to wait?
Because he's a dick, like a rich fucking dick. When you're a billionaire douche's son, you act like a douche.
They should fine him and make him repave the street.
I know. Yeah, and I'm sure he runs this one over here in Palisades, would be my guess.
Probably. Or, you know.
Yeah. Oh, God. Let's see. This is off the 134 freeway at, I hate maps on the computer. Yeah, it's pretty far past the five. It's back up. It's past the mall.
Yeah. Okay. So you're getting off at like near the two or something, like right over there.
Yeah. Like halfway between the five and the two is what it looks like.
Okay.
About. So, yeah. That'll work. I'll figure it out.
What is that where your tournament thing is?
No, I have a dude there tomorrow. I got to go get.
Oh, before you go to the office or after?
It's work. Yeah, work stuff.
But I mean, do you go to the office first or go straight to?
Yeah, yeah. I go to the office and get my
car. Oh, then that's not that far from the office.
And it's cool too.
You can take the two from right from downtown LA to get over there.
Oh, yeah. I can shoot up even streets from where we are.
Yeah.
And I don't have to do a limo because I'll just take one of the navigators. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, that's an easy commute from downtown. I thought you were coming from home. From downtown, that's super easy.
Yeah, I got to do that, though. And so basically get in, get the car, go drive over and pick this guy up and bring him back to the office. Oh, easy breezy.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
It makes my day go faster. I don't have to sit in my office all fucking day.
No, I like when I have to go run errands. I'm out of the office.
I'm like, awesome, get me out.
I work with a bunch of nerds who sometimes get on my nerves.
Nerdy nerds.
Because they're so nerdy. And like, so sometimes being out of the office is awesome.
You should go in there and bully them. Fucking nerd.
They're all super smart. They're just annoying sometimes.
Is there nerdy nerds? They're
not.
I have a nerd alert update from my work. The new kid that we finally hired after all of that interviewing, and then he came in for a week and then didn't show up on Monday and then didn't show up on Tuesday and then said he had a death in the family but then was back on Wednesday. Okay. Hasn't been seen since.
Oh, I didn't even know he came back. I swear the first time you told us that story, you said he disappeared and nobody knew where he disappeared. Went. I didn't know
he came back by the end of the week for one day and now has vanished permanently.
Yeah, he didn't want that job.
None of these young fuckers want jobs.
But he was trying to hang on and see if he could find something better, you know?
Wow.
I will say, we got this young kid who started, I don't know, about 6 months ago from New York. And I mean, he's an engineer. He has an engineering degree and shit. But he's one of the hardest working kids, and he's a young guy.
Wow. That's rare.
Yeah, and he came from some tech startup thing in New York where they, you know, all worked on one floor of a warehouse building kind of thing, like super trendy shit. But the kid's a hard worker. I'll give him credit.
Yeah, that's hard to find in the young generation.
Totally. Totally. But you know what, too? We're like a very special, like he wanted to be in our world. You know what I mean? Like this was not like he's designing pedals.
He's not packing boxes and shipping shit out.
Exactly.
Yeah. But by the way, these young people aren't either. These young people are doing, the position is called, it's called, oh my God, something
commerce
agent, whatever the fuck it is. So they're doing, it's all online for our online stores.
But that whole having to dress up is definitely
that's bad for young people.
A negative in that world. Where the label was, we were in an office. It was like a WeWork and a whole bunch of weird startups and shit. And I don't think I ever saw anybody in a suit in that whole big ass office building,
I'm going to be like, in a suit in Las fucking Vegas for fucking 3 days.
No, that's.
Suit with a fucking jacket on top of it.
Right. I couldn't imagine wearing a suit like the last week at work. It was hotter than hell in the Valley. I can't imagine in Vegas.
Yeah, and I can't weaponize either. I'm going to have no weapons. I'm going to feel weird. I'm weaponized all the time, but I can't go across state line, especially Vegas. Right. And this fucking, I'm just going weapon free.
Nice.
No, not really. At this point, I feel weird without some weapon on me at all times.
I think you'll be fine.
So do I. Besides, if a mass shooting type shit happened, I fucking wouldn't probably see it coming fucking anyways.
No, apparently you can shoot the shooter in 30 seconds and they can still kill 9 people or more,
Yeah, but that shows you how fucking fast they're shooting. Fuck.
That I can't remember because we've had 3 in the last week, but yeah, one of them they said they got the shooter in 30 seconds and it was the one with 9 fatalities. I think it was Dayton. But they had shot that kid within 30 seconds of the rampage starting and he still was able to get that many people.
I heard
and that was murdered, not the injured. There was a larger number if you count injured.
Yeah, he hit a bunch of people. I saw one. What was a cop told me? I was talking to a cop that they locked that guy in at UCLA. Remember the UCLA one a few years ago? He went in and shot somebody, then shot himself.
Oh, right, right.
Well, the person he shot, and he shot himself. He shot himself because apparently you can lock those classroom doors with a key and you can't get in out from the inside even.
Okay.
So someone locked the fucking door and then he knew the police was on the way. That's what I think they taught me that in police class, because some of the cops that were teaching our class were responding to that. We're first responders on that one. And I think they said, and it was some teacher or some faculty member at UCLA to lock that door.
Lock the door.
Yeah. Lock that fucking
door. Well, then they came out and said that the Gilroy guy, the cops shot him, but he ended up actually killing himself. Once the cops started shooting him, he killed himself.
And I don't know why, because I think all these guys are, but I did see a headline today in the LA Times that they are investigating the Gilroy guy as domestic terrorism.
I saw it on the news today because they found shit on his computer. He had other targets that he was interested in, including government buildings and shit.
Oh, so you shoot government people, you're a terrorist. You shoot fucking civilians, you're just a fucking psycho?
Yeah, it was like churches and government buildings. He had a list of other targets that they found when they started looking into his electronics. That's what they said today. And so that's why that one is now being considered domestic terrorism, even though I think anytime you shoot up a public place, that's terrorism.
Exactly. Especially, right? But because
you're making people afraid to go to public places, and that is the definition of terror.
But the one guy that went to El Paso to target Latins, that's terrorism.
Yeah, that one they are also investigating. The one
that's a hate crime terrorism.
The one they have, because that kid had put a manifesto on that 8chan site. But the one in Dayton they haven't determined. So Gilroy and El Paso being investigated as terrorism.
Dayton, he shot his sister or something like that. So that's just domestic violence.
Right. Except he shot a whole bunch of other people too.
I'm being a sarcastic dick. Yeah. But that's the way they're sanctioning these off now.
Personally, I think anytime you do something to random public people, that's terrorism, because you're trying to scare people, right?
Yeah. And by the way, you're some racist, think some patriot racist. like, no, you're a terrorist. Like, you're not a patriot. You're a terrorist.
Even if you're not doing it out of racist reasons, it's still terrorism, right? Yeah. You know, like, you still have now, you're creating fear in the public.
Okay. Still to this day, the Vegas guys, still, we don't know why the fuck he did it. Everybody else, you're racist. You hate this group or this group, or you hated country music or whatever.
You know my theory on that one.
Yeah, we still don't know.
I think there's a cover up, and because it's Vegas and you have all those, because that they didn't want it to get out, whatever his reason was. And I don't know what it is, but yeah. I still feel like the casinos covered that shit up, and that's why you'll never find out.
Outside of those weird YouTube videos that are pretty good if you haven't ever looked at them.
Right. Yeah. There's all, I mean, because trust me, the, we look through his stuff and we don't know.
Yeah, you could look at
somebody's search history. You could piece it together. The fact that the casino, and I'm assuming it's the casinos because who else would pay for these people to go away, but that his girlfriend, his brother, and that security guard all
vanished.
Have disappeared off the face of the earth, and you never hear talk of them anymore.
Yeah. There's definitely some weird shit going on with that one. That's the weirdest one.
The other brother got killed or died. Remember one of his brothers?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point I feel like 30 years from now or something will come out, you know, people will die. But whatever scummy shit the Vegas casinos did, they paid off his girlfriend and his brother for sure, because those people all of a sudden shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up and moved on.
Yeah, isn't it weird that brother, remember the day after he was in his driveway watering his lawn and he wouldn't shut up?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now you've never heard from him again?
Yeah. Done.
Yeah. And the girlfriend did like one interview and, you know, she's like, I don't know, he sent me to the Philippines or wherever it was. And then all of a sudden you never heard from her again?
It's fucking weird.
And they put out a report that like, we just can't figure anything out. Like, none of that makes any sense.
You know what this is? Hold on. Uh-oh.
What is that? UFO? Vibrator? Vibrating butt plug?
It's my blood pressure.
Oh, you have one of those machines to test it?
Yeah. And by the way, as of tomorrow is my 3-month anniversary since I started this bullshit.
Right.
I'll probably be 44 or 45 pounds down by tomorrow.
Yeah, you look good. I saw your picture at the kid's birthday party, and I was like, whoa, look at how thin you look.
My blood pressure's fucking way low. Like, I'm honestly going to have to go back to my doctor to get off my blood pressure meds, because now I'm starting to get afraid that
now you're
it's
going
to get low.
Direction.
Yeah, and I noticed I'm like tired and this and that. I also don't know what's wrong with me yet. We haven't started this testing.
Do you have insurance yet now? Are you...
No.
Are you able to go back to the doctor yet?
In fact, I had to write a letter to my old work today and get a letter from them, still trying to go around this. The other insurance company is stalling the fuck out on the deductible thing.
Right. But which is bullshit.
On Saturday, my 90-day window's up at the new job, and then that insurance has no deductible, and they pay 100% of it. So.
Okay.
But I really want to put the screws to this insurance now. I'm torn if I take it, but I need to get in and get this shit squared away with the doctor. But the good news is I eat like shit. I eat nothing but fat, and my blood pressure's going down.
Hey, if it works for you, it works, right?
Whatever it's works. It's the fucking carb thing. It's all about the fucking carb thing.
Yeah, but whatever works for you, it's just like, it would be good to get that, you know, hopefully get back into the doctor and they can figure out what the fuck's going on.
Make sure I don't have the fucking cancer.
Right.
Because that would be fucking bad.
Or Ebola. Hey! I hear Ebola's coming back.
Hey, I've lost 48 pounds with cancer, because that's what it would be at that point. Even though the carbs help, but we will see what the fuck it is. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Right.
All right, we're out of time. We're super late. This thing's going to end soon.
All right, let's go.
All right, everybody suck up on these. We'll talk to you next week.
Jack off.
Goodbye.